Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this program, we're going to be talking about the concept of prophethood. Primarily, two things we want to discuss today are that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he is the seal of prophets. He's the last of messengers. There is no other prophet that has to come after Prophet Muhammad. So he is the final and the last prophet. And the second topic at hand that we will be dealing with today is the concept of infallibility and why the prophet has to be an infallible. Well, to begin with, the Prophet of Islam is the last prophet of God, and the hierarchy of prophethood ends with him. He is the last of all of them. A total of 124,000 prophets were sent by Allah on this planet Earth. Now, we may not know the names of all of these prophets, but we know from the traditions of Prophet Muhammad and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt that there are 124,000 prophets that were sent to this earth. This, the prophethood and the seal, Prophet Muhammad being the seal of the prophets, is one of the necessary precepts of Islam. What is meant by necessary is that whoever joins the ranks of Muslims, he or she must understand that all Muslims believe this and that this is among their decisive beliefs. That is, just as those who have dealings with Muslims know that they emphasize the principle of unity, they must also know that the seal of the prophethood of the Prophet of Islam is also agreed to by all, and there is no group of Muslims who are in anticipation of the coming of another prophet. In truth, the movement of humanity upon its way towards perfection has passed through various states with sending of the prophets, and they have attained a level upon this way so that they can stand on their own feet. That is, by relying upon the universal teachings of Islam brought by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can solve their problems now. So with the passage of time and with all these prophets, one after another, coming to the human beings, coming towards the humanity, sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have provided that plan, that program through which human beings can lead their lives and solve their problems of this world. So with this, we're going to go for a short break, and once we return from the short break, we're going to discuss the infallibility aspect of this prophethood. Stay with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Mahdi. Today, we want to quickly talk about the infallibility of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. So, first of all, just to get the ball rolling, there are a few differences between the Shia school of thought about the infallibility of the Prophet and the various other Islamic schools of thought. One of the differences, and maybe, you know, one could say that one of the most important differences between the Shia school of thought and other Islamic thoughts, deals with the concept of the infallibility of the prophets. And more so, which relates to us and our topic today, is the infallibility of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. So, the Shia school of thought believes in the absolute infallibility of Prophet Muhammad, the absolute infallibility from all sins. And now keep in mind, this is all sins, whether major or minor, and whether they are knowingly or unknowingly. So, of course, we have various traditions by the Prophet, we have various traditions by the Imams, and we also have Quranic verses which deal with the concept of infallibility. So, it is also known as Ismat. For example, one of these chapters, right, that deals with the concept of infallibility is chapter number 33, verse number 33. In the Holy Quran. So I highly suggest, go ahead, pick up your Quran and check this verse out and think about it, reflect upon it. Again, it's really easy, 33:33. But now, before we go into the Quranic aspect, you know, why don't we take a logical perspective on this issue, right? So we have received the Holy Quran by means of the Holy Prophet, right? We have also received Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word for mankind by means of the Holy Prophet. Further, we have been taught the Sharia and the Islamic laws of life, again, by means of the Holy Prophet. And we have been taught the beauty and perfection of ethics, morality, and akhlaq, also by means of the Prophet. Even continuing, going further down this road, our knowledge, our awareness, and our ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge and ma'rifat of our origin, of our destination, the hereafter, and the reality of this temporal realm is all by means of the Holy Prophet. So we see that all that we have been taught, all the knowledge that we have, and in fact the Islam that we have, it is all by means of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. So clearly, the Holy Prophet is an integral part of this system here, right? So now, continuing, if the Prophet were not infallible, then how could we trust anything that he says? It's interesting, isn't it? If he was not infallible, meaning, yeah, if he was not infallible, how can we trust anything he says? And for example, let's say sometimes he is infallible and sometimes he is not. Then how do we know the difference? How do we know when he is speaking on his infallibility part and when he is speaking on his fallible part? When is the Prophet speaking the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when is he right, when is he wrong? So therefore, brothers and sisters, we can easily conclude that the only logical thing and the thing which the heart truly speaks is that the Holy Prophet Muhammad must be infallible, he must be ma'soom, in order to give the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah's people without any addition or subtraction. Brothers and sisters, our trust in the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, is completely and totally dependent upon his infallibility. We trust the words of the Holy Prophet. We trust the Quran that came through him. We trust the knowledge and awareness that was given by him. We trust everything that we have from the Holy Prophet. We trust Islam that we have due to the Holy Prophet. Why do we trust him? Because he is infallible. And so we say, it's as easy as infallibility. Finally, peace and blessings upon the infallible Prophet Muhammad and his infallible Ahlul Bayt, his holy household, peace and blessings upon them all, the divinely appointed infallible guides who lead us towards salvation and our destination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear listeners, we leave you in the best of care, the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the last of all the prophets, being the seal of prophethood. And we said that the traditions, they inform us that there have been 124,000 prophets altogether who have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance of humanity, for them to provide that program for salvation of the human beings. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the last of all the messengers and prophets, and by the way, this is not a controversial topic within Islam. Prophet Muhammad is the last of the prophets. It's agreed to by all the sects and all the groups available within the folds of Islam. Now, they all agree to this. Prophet has brought us the Quran, and in addition to that, the Ahadith, the sayings of Prophet himself, and of course, afterwards, his vicegerents, who we call the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. This Quran and those Ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, they are more than enough for the entire humanity to lead a life full of salvation in this world and also in the hereafter. So we're not expecting any other prophet. We're not expecting any other divine book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's talk about the infallibility aspect of the Prophet of Allah, the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course the prophets who had come before him. Well, first of all, we need to understand that there are three responsibilities of the Prophet in this regard, and it's explained in three stages. The first stage is that the prophets, any prophet of Allah, they receive laws and programs of religion through the channel of revelation. Number two is they convey the divine programs and messages to the human beings. And number third stage is that they themselves act on the rules and regulations of religion and also call people to divine religion through their words and deeds. Now, the aim of Almighty Allah in sending mortal prophets assures that they should be infallible in these three stages. That is, they should be immune from mistakes, doubts, and forgetfulness in receiving the divine message and conveying them to the people. In case they are not infallible, how is it possible for them to convey the life-giving program of religion without any alteration and without any increase or decrease to the people? Now imagine that when, let's say, the prophet is not infallible, he receives the revelation, right? And then, just like we all forget things here and there, he forgets a piece of a Quranic verse, or he forgets about one of the teachings, whether the angel Gabriel, he said this or that. How can we trust the words of the prophet if he is just like us in terms of his infallibility? Thank you for listening to today's show. Oh, Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.